Primary English Graded Readers Book 12. Copyright 2004 Pearson Education Asia Limited and Shanghai Foreign Language Education Press. Patch finds a dinosaur. Pages 2 and 3.
Bob, Steve, Frank and Jamie were unhappy. They could not play football in the park after school. They had a homework project for geography class. The geography teacher was Mr. George. He gave the students a list of rocks. He said,
"You must find these rocks and bring them to school tomorrow."
Bob said,
"This is boring."
Steve said,
"This is dull."
Jamie said,
"This will be hard work."
But Frank said,
"I like geography. This will be fun."
Mr. George said,
"One person can't find all the rocks alone. You must work together as a team. The first team is Bob, Steve, Frank, Jamie, Susie, Jenny, Mary and Jill."
"Oh, no,"
Bob said.
"We can't be on a team with girls."
"Oh, no,"
Steve said.
"We don't like girls."
But Jamie said,
"Girls are fun."
And Frank said,
"Yeah, and it will be easier with the girls. The girls are smart."
Pages 4 and 5.
The boys and girls went outside. They got on their bikes.
"Let's look for rocks in the forest,"
Mary said.
"Okay,"
they said. It was a long way to the forest. They rode across fields. They crossed the river. They rode up hills and down the other side. It was hard work. They got hot and sweaty. Jenny looked back. She said,
"Hey, look! Patch is following us."
Patch was a big dog. The boys and girls liked him. They stopped their bikes and waited for him. He was running towards them very fast. His tongue was hanging out of his mouth. Finally, he reached them. He licked their fingers. He wagged his tail. Then he ran into some bushes.
"Let's follow him,"
Susie said. The boys and girls followed Patch into the bushes, but they could not find him. They called,
"Patch! Patch!"
Patch called back,
"Woo! Woo! Woo!"
They called again,
"Patch!"
Pages 6 and 7.
Suddenly, Patch jumped out. In his mouth was a long white bone. He wagged his tail happily. He dropped the bone on the ground at their feet. Frank said.
"This bone looks strange."
Jenny picked it up.
"Yes,"
she said.
"It looks very different. It looks like a dinosaur bone."
"What?"
the other boys and girls said. They were excited. They loved dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were their favourite subject at school.
"How do you know it's a dinosaur bone?"
Bob asked.
"We studied them in school,"
Frank said.
"Don't you remember? Didn't you do your homework?"
Bob looked embarrassed. He never did his homework.
"Let's look for more,"
Steve said.
"Good idea,"
Frank said.
"Mary, you go that way. Jamie, you go this way. Steve, you go over there. Jill, you go over here. Susie, go over there. Bob, you look under that rock. Jenny, you look inside those bushes."
Jenny said,
"Where will you look, Frank?"
He said,
"I'm following Patch."
Pages 8 and 9.
The boys and girls looked at Patch. He was sniffing, licking and scratching a big rock. It was brown and dirty. It looked very old. Frank put his ear next to the rock. He listened.
This is like a dinosaur egg, he said. It looks the same as the eggs in our school books.
Yes, there are lots more here too,
Jenny said.
Be careful. We might be standing in a dinosaur nest.
Let's go to the museum,
Frank said.
Let's show this rock to Dr. Smithers.
Yes,
Jenny said.
Let's take the bone too.
Frank put the bone in the basket on his bike. Jenny put the rock in her school bag.
Pages 10 and 11.
The boys and girls rode back to town. They went straight to the museum. They went to Dr. Smithers' office. They put the rock on her desk. Dr. Smithers was a dinosaur expert. She wore a white jacket and had a pencil behind her ear. She had a magnifying glass in her front pocket.
What's this?
She asked. She put her magnifying glass close to the rock. She looked at it carefully.
It's a dinosaur egg, Jamie said.
We found a bone too,
Jill said.
Let's look inside,
Dr. Smithers said. She put the rock in a big machine. She pressed a button. The machine made a strange noise.
Look at my computer screen. What do you see?
Dr. Smithers asked.
A baby dinosaur,
the boys and girls said.
It looks like a skeleton,
Jamie said.
It looks like it's sleeping,
Jenny said.
It's a skeleton,
Dr. Smithers said.
But it's not sleeping. It's not alive. The dinosaurs all died a long, long time ago.
Pages 12 and 13.
We found a whole nest in the forest,
Jenny said. Dr. Smithers said.
You shouldn't pick up dinosaur eggs. You should tell an adult first.
Oh,
Mary said.
Sorry.
What kind of dinosaur is it?
Bob asked.
We don't know yet,
Dr. Smithers said.
We must study it some more.
And what about the bone?
Susie asked.
The bone is from a very big dinosaur,
Dr. Smithers said.
There is a dinosaur skeleton in the museum. Follow me. I'll show you.
The boys and girls followed Dr. Smithers. They looked at the skeleton of the dinosaur. Just then, a photographer walked past.
What are you doing?
He asked. Dr. Smithers said,
These are my new dinosaur hunters. Come and take their picture for the museum newspaper.
The children stood next to the huge dinosaur skeleton with Dr. Smithers. Jenny was holding the dinosaur egg. The photographer took their picture.
Now then,
Dr. Smithers said,
Show me this dinosaur nest. I'm very excited. Let's go see it.
Page 17. Dinosaur eggs. Dinosaurs lived millions of years ago. They are all dead now. But people sometimes find dinosaur bones and eggs under the ground. People first found dinosaur eggs thousands of years ago. But they did not know it, because dinosaur eggs looked like smooth stones. People still find dinosaur eggs. Most are empty. But sometimes they have baby dinosaur skeletons inside. China is the home of many dinosaur eggs. The eggs are national treasures.
Page 18. Dinosaur names. Tyrannosaurus rex, Triceratops, Stegosaurus. These are dinosaur names. Why are they so hard to say? Dinosaur names are Latin and Greek words. They tell us something about the dinosaurs. Tyrannosaurus rex
means king of the lizards. Triceratops means three-horned face. Stegosaurus means roofed lizard. Look at the pictures. Can you match the names to the pictures?
Pages 19 and 20. Tyrannosaurus Rex. Scientists named the first Tyrannosaurus Rex in 1905. Tyrannosaurus is a long word, so we often call it T-Rex. T-Rex was a very big dinosaur. It was about 6.5 meters tall. Basketball player Yao Ming is 2.29 meters tall. T-Rex was nearly three times bigger. Look at the picture. T-Rex had a very big head. Its long tail gave it balance. T-Rex was very heavy. Its foot could have squashed you. T-Rex ate meat. It had big teeth and strong jaws. But how did it find food? Did it catch other animals? Some scientists do not think so. Because T-Rex had a very big head, it probably could not run very well. It could fall down and hurt itself. Maybe T-Rex stole food from other dinosaurs. What do you think?
Pages 21 and 22. The Way of the Dodo. There are no dinosaurs on the Earth anymore. They all died millions of years ago. They are extinct. Dinosaurs are not the only extinct animals. There are lots of others. One famous example is the dodo. The dodo lived on the island of Mauritius. It was a large bird with very small wings. It could not fly. No animals on the island ate dodos. No animals on the island took or ate their eggs. Then, in the 16th century, humans came to Mauritius. They hunted the dodos. They also brought new animals to the island. Some of these animals ate the dodos' eggs. By the end of the 17th century, all the dodos were dead. They were extinct. Today we are more careful. We protect animals. We do not want other animals to go the way of the dodo.